Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Bain. The white Chicago police officer convicted of murder in the 2014 shooting death of black teen Laquan McDonald has been moved from the Cook County Jail to the Rock Island County Jail. Jason Van Dyke arrived in Rock Island yesterday afternoon. Rock Island County Sheriff Jerry Bustos says Van Dyke will remain here while he awaits sentencing. Bustos says Van Dyke will be held in protective custody away from the jail's general population. High-profile inmates are often moved out of the Cook County Jail for their own safety as part of an agreement that Cook County has with other counties. Van Dyke was convicted last week of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery, one count for each time he shot McDonald. President Donald Trump held a rally in Iowa last night. He urged a crowd in Council Bluffs to vote in the midterms for Republicans, especially Governor Kim Reynolds, who faces a close race with Democratic challenger Fred Hubble. In addition to the stump speech, Trump announced he will lift a federal ban on the year-round sale of high-ethanol gasoline. Right now, the EPA prohibits the sale of E15 gasoline during the summer months. The change is meant to boost business for Midwestern corn farmers who have suffered in the president's trade war. For the fourth time this year, the Mississippi River has reached flood stage in the Quad Cities, and it's the second time Davenport has had to close River Drive and put up a temporary flood wall. Public Works Director Nicole Gleason says flooding in the fall is still unusual, but she does not think, as some believe, that flooding is occurring more often and at higher levels in the Midwest.
It seems like just the timing of them seems to be shifting more than anything. Normally we would see more in the spring and less of this happening in the fall. So yeah, the last couple of years we've had later floods than we would have normally seen.
She calls this just a run-of-the-mill flood due to a lot of rain upstream. Instead of doing their normal jobs, crews from the street and sewer departments worked downtown yesterday, preparing for a crest over the weekend of about 3.7 feet over flood stage.
Primarily, we would be doing street cleaning, filling potholes, cleaning sewer lines. So some of that routine maintenance work, we just have to basically put it on pause till the flood ends, and then we just pick back up with our schedules.
Starting today, street crews will return to their regular duties, but sewer department employees will be on flood duty 24 hours a day until the river begins to recede. An agency in the Quad Cities wants to help people save money on their heating bills. Green Iowa is a new program from AmeriCorps in Davenport. It's offering free energy audits for low-income, elderly, disabled, and veteran households. Education Coordinator Zachary Alexander says a team of four will give and install free light bulbs, new shower heads, plastic on windows, and other energy-saving products.
One, we're trying to save them money on their utility bills by providing them these free energy audits, hopefully to seal up their houses. But also, before we can even do that process, we go through and we do safety checks. We check for carbon monoxide, we check for gas leaks, just to make sure that everyone in our district is living in a safe home.
More information is at greeniowaamericorps.org. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.